Editor's note: the charges against Joshua Regis LeBlanc have since been stayed. Estevan, people charged in a number of high-profile cases in the Estevan area were back in Estevan Provincial Court this week. Joseph Lee Juba is charged in connection with a vehicle-pedestrian collision south of the city in October in which a female pedestrian was struck while walking from a residence in the Sunset Subdivision to Highway 47. The pedestrian sustained what were described as serious, non-life-threatening injuries. Juba is charged with one count of operating a vehicle while over 0.08 causing bodily harm. One count of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing bodily harm. One count of operation while prohibited, and one count of criminal negligence causing bodily harm. Juba's next scheduled appearance will be December 5. Zachary Lewis was in court following an incident on November 4 that resulted in barricades set up on 4th Street. He has been charged with pointing a firearm and uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm. He will also make his next appearance on December 5. Jordan Hochstein was in court on numerous charges, including some related to a brief armed standoff that occurred in August on 8th Street in Estevan. His next appearance will also be on December 5. The charges for the August incident include one count each of taking a hostage, resisting arrest, mischief and failing to comply with the conditions of a release order, and three counts of uttering threats to cause death. All charges are under the criminal code. Joshua Regis LeBlanc made his latest appearance for charges of luring a person under the age of 18, sexual exploitation and sexual assault. He will be back in court on December 19. None of these charges have been proven in court. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt Escalated.